All right, we got a visitor in the studio, director of marketing with Lung Sask, Deborah Keys. Welcome back to the Bull Studio, Deborah.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. How are you doing?
Good, good. Enjoying this beautiful day.
Oh, man, I know. And I know it's hard not to. That's one thing that I got to mention, going outside, all the beautiful fresh air. Take for granted our lung health, being able to take a nice whiff of that air in, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So Lung Sask, you guys are hosting probably the funnest tournament name ever I've ever heard. So Feisty Pickles, this is a pickleball tournament.
It is. We're kind of calling it like pickleball with a purpose, because we're inviting everybody out regardless of skill level. Just come have fun, try it out, and help us raise some money for Lung Health in Saskatchewan.
So what are these funds being raised for exactly, Deborah?
Well, so a lot of people know you have to leave the province for a lung transplant, but what people don't realize is none of the extra expenses are covered. So, and you have to take a caregiver with you, and often that's your spouse. So all of a sudden you have to pay your payments at home, but also for accommodation. Usually it's in Edmonton. And so they're actually building a house similar to Ronald McDonald House, but for people with lung transplants. And so we want to, we're kind of raising money for the next few years to be able to create a Saskatchewan space within that house for people going for lung transplants.
You kidding me? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you guys on the Lung Sask website have more information that people could read about this?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we always encourage people to go check out lungsask.ca, and you could read about the pickleball tournament, and you could read about the breathing space house and learn so much more.
Let's go back to the pickleball tournament for a second. Where and when is this happening?
Absolutely. So it's on Saturday, April 5th. There's still a couple weeks to register. It's going to happen all day that day, kind of depends on what you sign up for. And then it's going to happen at the Saskatoon Kinsman Henry Rye Soccer Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the North Soccer Center.
Yeah, I love that. That's the one right by Lawson.
Yes.
And then good on you guys for hopping on the pickleball train. I mean, that one's pretty hot right now, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody seems to be playing pickleball right now. And, you know, I started playing a few years ago, and it's just, it's fun. It's easy to pick up. And that's why we're like, you know, if you're not a great player, that's okay. Come. It's just a fun tournament. But if you're an expert, we've got a level for you as well. So it's really a tournament for everybody 16 and over, and people are playing. So let's do it. Let's have fun.
And who all can register for this tournament?
Basically anyone. We are doing only the doubles, but we're doing a men's, a women's, and a mixed. And so if you know pickleball, there's different ratings. So we have the different levels for the different skill levels. But like I said, if you've only played a couple times, register the beginner, and we're happy to have you. The one thing, the only restriction is 16 and over.
16 and over for the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. So just go to lungsask.ca and you could register there. It costs $75 per person, but we're guaranteeing 3 games minimum.
Nice. Yeah. And at a glance, what is this tournament going to look like? Like, what sorts of things at the tournament, aside from watching and playing pickleball?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, because it is a fundraising tournament, we're going to have lots of information about Lung Saskatchewan and all that we do. But we're also going to have fun things like a raffle table and a photo booth and all sorts of stuff, a 50-50. And we're also doing things like you could buy mulligans. So, like, if you miss your serve, you could get another serve if you've bought a mulligan. So we're just going to have a great day and have lots of fun and raise some money.
It's so cool that pickleball is coming back. I mean, we played that in elementary school in gym class, and then I hadn't heard about it forever, and now everyone is playing it.
Everybody. Yeah, it's, I think it's because it's so easy to pick up.
And yes.
You know, like tennis, you have to have kind of some strength. Pickleball, it's a wiffle ball. Like, it's so much fun, and it's so easy to play, and just, I think everybody should try it.
I just remember the one thing that I learned when we were playing this in elementary school is why it's called pickleball, and apparently the creator of the game had a dog named Pickle, and when the ball went out of bounds, they'd say, "Hey, Pickle, ball."
Are you serious? I've never heard that. That's,
I don't know if
hilarious.
It's true or not. I'm just quoting my grade 3 gym teacher.
Okay. Well, we'll take it as fact then. I love that. I love it.
Deborah, what else do you guys have going on at Lung Sask?
You know what? We our spring raffle kicked off, and I definitely want to mention it on the Bull, because we have tickets for Morgan Wallen concert in Edmonton, but we also have tickets for Keith Urban, and it's on the nights that they're playing with Brooks and Dunn, and we have like backstage passes. So if you want to see either of those shows. I feel like they're targeting kind of different ages, but we got a little bit of everything. Plus, our big prize is a trip to Iceland. So lots of great prizes. So definitely check that out, too, when you come to our website.
Trip to Iceland, Morgan Wallen in Edmonton, Keith Urban. And you said backstage passes.
Yes.
Whoa. So all the details at your website.
Yes. Yep. Come to lungsass.ca, learn about pickleball, learn about the raffle, and learn a little bit about your lungs.
Love that. Deborah, thank you so much. And best of luck with the tournament.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.